Population growth in Northwest Arkansas continues to lead the state, according to the latest U.S. Census Bureau estimates released last month. Bentonville has hit one resident milestone in particular. In 2010, the city's population was roughly 35,000 people. It's since grown 45% to now a little over 51,000 people, at least as measured last year. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek spoke with Bentonville Mayor Stephanie Orman about the changes the growth will prompt in city government, as well as other opportunities and challenges that come with this population milestone.
Bentonville is hitting a pretty big milestone of over 50,000 residents. So one of the biggest changes when it comes to city government is there's some changes in the way your elected officials get voted in. So I thought that would be a good place to start to just talk about what happens now versus what will happen in the upcoming elections now that the city's hit that mark.
I can kind of give you the technical terms, but I think I'll explain it in a manner that might be a little easier. And so if Bentonville's population in the next regular census in 2020 exceeds 50,000, which we are expected to do, the mayor, city clerk, and one half of the council members elected in 2020 will get extended terms that will expire at the end of 2024 instead of at the end of 2022. The terms of the other half of council and the city attorney will still expire at the end of 2022. And from this, basically the terms of all positions will be 4-year terms, and this will result in half of the council being elected every 2 years.
So that's the election side of hitting that 50,000 resident milestone. What about the opportunities and challenges this kind of rapid growth creates for a city like Bentonville?
Sure. So, there are opportunities and funding and different things that when you hit the 50,000 mark, there's different opportunities that open up there. So we will obviously be making sure that we conduct the census and we make sure that the numbers are correct that we present, because we do want to make sure that we're taking advantage of what that affords us. What rapid growth means for us in particular is, at least for my administration, is we have a very strong emphasis on infrastructure, because as people want to build in Bentonville, we have to make sure that we have that underlying infrastructure in place. And so that's a big emphasis for us right now.
And when we talk about an emphasis on infrastructure, what kind of things are you focusing on particularly when it comes to that term?
Sure. So roads in particular. So we're undertaking a downtown parking study, a master street plan, and we're trying to make sure that we have done our research and we can make sure that we are able to support the infrastructure we do have. We are blessed in Bentonville that people want to build in Bentonville. And again, we want to make sure we're working with them, but we're also, as they come in, making sure the infrastructure is there to take place. We're also looking at issues like drainage and other issues with all of the services that we provide, from electric to water to sewer. We have to make sure that all of those are in place and the infrastructure in place is in place there to support the growth.
And aside from the infrastructure, the city also provides a lot of services like the library or police and fire. So what does rapid growth mean for things like that, like the library or emergency services?
So obviously, really in all of our departments across the board, when you have growth, so everything from the library and the services that they offer, we just have more demand for that as a company. But we also have to look at, in particular for me as a mayor, kind of the safety aspects. So police and fire become really important as you grow, as you have different structures and different ways that you need to service a community. Not only do you have to grow with your employees so that you can make sure that you can maintain those, but you also have to grow in your apparatuses that you use, so all of your equipment. It's exciting to be in the position that we're in, and we definitely would want to be in the growth mode versus the alternative. But they are real conversations about infrastructure and the cost of infrastructure that are taking place right now, so that we can be sustainable and we can do what we need to do as a city to support businesses that want to come in.
Any kind of thoughts citywide about sort of housing affordability as that landscape changes too?
So I think there are some conversations going on in the private sector. For the city of Bentonville, my priority is infrastructure right now. And as these conversations about housing come into play, I've tried to reiterate that our focus is on infrastructure and doing what we can to support that, so that other entities that are working on housing and other things have that support. And when you're in growth mode, I think you can't take on so many priorities that you don't do a good job in any of them. And for us right now, that infrastructure piece is what our focus is on.
What do you think has kind of contributed to this skyrocketing population growth in Bentonville? What have been sort of the driving forces there?
I mean, I think some of the obvious is we're home to Walmart, and they definitely have an emphasis on Bentonville and Northwest Arkansas. And so obviously that's a big part of it. But outside of that, I think you just have entities that want to work together. We want to make sure that we're providing exceptional quality of life. We have an emphasis, and we've tried to find, I think, for Bentonville and in Northwest Arkansas in general, we've kind of tried to find some of those niche things that we can do really good here and build upon those strengths. Obviously, our trail system, you know, nature, outdoors, those are things that, you know, other areas don't have the opportunity to offer like we do. And so we're really working hard with partners and also, again, going back to that aspect of quality of life and what this area can really offer to people coming in and kind of putting an emphasis on that. So
thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it.
Happy to do it.
That was Bentonville Mayor Stephanie Ormond speaking with Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek. All the other cities in Benton County also experienced growth in the past 8 years. Rogers saw a 21% increase in population. Bella Vista, 8%. Pea Ridge grew by 26%. Centerton by 63%. And Cave Springs saw a population increase of 187%. That's just to name a few. That growth is putting pressure on the now 20-year-old Benton County Detention Center. We'll have more about that later this week on Ozarks at Large.